Welcome, welcome everybody to Emo Girl Chronicles. I'm your host, Joyce Tristan. Today I'm accompanied by Mr. Kobe Juan. Well, at first it was going to be Mama J, but she didn't sign up for a podcast, and she's the type of girly that thinks like it's a little cringe to hear yourself, and then when you like hear what you're saying, you just kind of get embarrassed. We tried to record a couple times and we both got in our heads. So I'm going to keep trying. This is just not the one with Mama J. My little assistant, Kobe Juan, he is an Australian Shepherd Poodle. He's 3 years old. He's from Ohio. He was jet black when I first got him. And now he looks like an old man. This man was a little rescue from Ohio in the sense that I was his third mama, because the second mama, the kids were like scared of him and his hyperness, but the man weighed 3 pounds. Like, what are you afraid of? He only weighs 30 now. I don't know, but he's fine now. He's living in small town USA with Miss Ma'am, myself, and he loves it. I think that our most recent problem is his underweight. The vet said he is underweight, and I was a little bit afraid of, like, pet protective services or something. Like, his bowl is always full, always. It's a free feed, so, you know, whenever you want to go eat, then go eat. I'm just not the type to have a schedule. And, you know, if I'm not eating with him, he's not eating. So, unfortunately, he doesn't eat. I could do the extra and I could keep feeding him little snacks and, like, I don't know, put cheese in his bowl and stuff. But then what about when he goes to my mom's house? That's every day during the week. She's not going to put in the extra stuff. I don't want to give him, like, not bad manners, but I don't want him to get used to things that other people, my mom, wouldn't do for him. And when he is with my mom, he does eat. He's always eating with his little cousin, Rex, a little chihuahua. And, you know, they have a blast together. But with me, he doesn't. So, a day after my birthday, a day after I turned 24, on the 24th, I got Mr. Kobe Juan. Or maybe it was right on my birthday, and I didn't get there till like nighttime, like super late. But I named him Kobe. His name was at first Thomas. Thomas. Imagine him as Thomas. Oh, God. And it kind of actually does transfer like fine in Spanish, but I didn't like it. And then I was like, Tommy, and I didn't like that either. And then I think from Tommy came Toby, but I was like, 24 is Kobe. And then I was like, Kobe, that works for me. The 24th is like, it has something, some Saint John of some sort, or Juan. And my mom's name is Juana. And I was like, Kobe Juan Tristan. Don't you like that? And so that's his name. For the longest time in Spanish, I would say like Kobe. And people were like, COVID. Like COVID. And I'm like, no, Kobe. And then in English, I'm like, come on, Kobe. And people are like, Colby? Like, C-O, like, Colby Halle? I'm like, no, Kobe, like Kobe Bryant. But names are so interesting. So I got my name from my dad's crush when my mom was pregnant. It was this old lady that was a secretary, that was his secretary, like my parents' secretary. I don't know if like at work or like at like H&R Block or something, like an accountant, I don't know. And I guess my dad like really liked her, and my mom was like, like, stop flirting or something. And of course you're going to name our child that. And then when my mom had me, they just kind of really liked it. And then my mom was like, typical. So yeah, I'm literally named after a girl that my dad liked, and my mom's okay with it. Like, I know it was just the type of, like, of course I'm not jealous, but I know that you like her. I don't know. Jokes. But yeah, I'm literally named after the other woman. What does that say about me? Literally nothing. Have I been the other woman? That's for a different podcast. I need to find somebody and we need to talk about it together, because I'm not going to air out my dirty laundry. It's not as bad as you think. When it's just me, I'm not that comfortable yet. So yeah, that's how I got my name. And my sister, she got her name from, like, my dad just really likes jewels. So Perla. For me, my middle name, Crystal. And then my little sister's middle name, Ruby. So we're his little gems. And I named my little sister after Lizzie McGuire. And at the time, I didn't know that Lizzie stood for Elizabeth. And I don't know, my older sister had a really good friend, Elizabeth. And I'm pretty sure Elizabeth just went by Elizabeth. Like, never ever Lizzie. So we just didn't put that stuff together. Nobody ever told us. So Lizzie is just Lizzie. And Lizzie Ruby, that's my girl, Lizzie Ruby. What can you do now? You know, it suits her. She is not an Elizabeth. She is such a Lizzie. And I'm such a Joyce, right? Joyce is coming back. I don't like that it's coming back. I like being the only person that's named Joyce. Now, at the time, you know, like, younger, I hated not having a keychain. Like, people would be like, Joyce, what? My grandma's named Joyce. So that was kind of annoying then. But now that I'm hearing it more, it freaks me out. I'm like, how do you know that was my name? Or, like, is this a joke? I saw it on Canva.com, like, the other day, and I sent it to my friend, and I was like, does this say Joyce for you too, or is this, like, I was just kind of thinking that the ads are getting a little too specific and a little too scary, but it said Joyce for her too, so, D. So, yeah, that's just kind of our name stories. You know what's kind of sad is that my dad didn't have any sons, so the Tristan name ends, you know, with us, with me. I was kind of thinking, like, I kind of like my last name. Like, maybe I want to keep that for when I get married, or I can make it like a first name for one of my children. Wouldn't that be cute? Well, first name, Tristan. Because a lot of people think that my first name is Tristan, my last name is Joyce. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even at my school, there's a Joyce Field. It's somebody's last name. People all the time are like, is that your first name or your last name? Too, like, both names. And I always, like, made fun of people that had two first names. Like, I don't know, Matthew Corey. Wait, do I actually know somebody that's like that? Let's name that. Or like Dylan Matthew. Is that somebody famous? Matthew Dylan. I think a lot of the time we get bothered by certain things that we also do. Like, a lot of the time, oh my God, this just happened. I was talking to somebody that makes me so mad. But I love him. And he was just saying that he feels used by his friends. And then, like, later in the day, I was like, I did X, Y, and Z for you. And he was like, thanks, but no thanks. And I was just like, what? We planned this? And now you're saying no? And I went through all these hoops, and now you're saying no? And, like, you are not losing anything by saying no, but I'm losing so much by you saying no. And I felt so used, and I was, like, trying to explain to him, like, literally a lot that bothers us about other people, we do, like, we are the culprits as well. Let's say another friend. Another example was that friend was saying his ex, just, like, the ex was pulling away, you know, many years into the relationship, the ex is pulling away, and he was like, what is going on? And I'm like, you do the same thing to a lot of people. You pull away. Actually, me, I, you know, was getting mad at somebody for, you know, not giving me what I wanted. Not giving me the exact thing that I wanted. Like, he was letting me down because he wasn't giving me what I wanted. But then again, I was doing that to my sister. Like, I wasn't giving her whatever she wanted. And, you know, I don't think that that means, like, you need to fix yourself. I think that it means you need to recalibrate how you're treating others and, like, how you're judging them. I know another friend that's like, I hate when I'm always the one that has to plan things and people aren't asking me to hang out. But then I'm just kind of like, I mean, you haven't hung out with like X, Y, and Z in so long because yes, they don't ask you to hang out, but also you don't ask them to hang out. So yeah, a lot of the time what bothers you about other people, you do it yourself as well. It's probably a little bit of projecting. I know for me, I hate feeling left out. I wonder how I do that to other people. Maybe I do that to my family. Because I would say 9 times out of 10, I'm hanging out with my friends. I talk to my family a lot, and I see them a lot, but I also see my friends a lot. So that's really interesting. So let's start talking about, am I the asshole? So these I find on Reddit. I already read them, you know, prior to recording, so I'm just going to reiterate and kind of sum up. So the first one is an older man. His son passed away recently around like 30 years old. The son was dating a woman for like, I don't know how long, but he was living with her for 2+ years in this house, this big house. If you think about it, you know, like a 30-year mortgage and they're only 2 years into it. So the girlfriend was left with like a really big debt. I think the house, I don't know, it was definitely expensive. It was really expensive. Like, I don't know, upper $400,000-$500,000 on land. And so many, a fixer-upper as well, by like a lake or something. And the dad was saying, the one that was writing in, he was saying that, yes, his son was talking about writing the girlfriend into the will, but he didn't. And yes, he was talking about getting engaged, but he didn't yet. So the girlfriend isn't owed anything. And then the dad goes on to say that he wants to use this, and he's planning on using the money to retire a couple years early, him and his wife, pay off his mortgage, and something about like enjoying life because I know my son would have wanted me to. And that recently they went to dinner and the other son was inquiring on how much they would give the girlfriend, and it was a big fight, and the son was like, I can't even talk to you anymore because, like, it's ridiculous that you're not giving her anything. And then he was asking, like, what is everybody's opinion? And almost, like, unanimously, all the ones that I was reading, everybody was saying, you owe her even a little bit. And people were doing the math, and it was just kind of like, even if you give her a fourth and pay off his portion of the house, you still have, like, $500,000 for yourself. And also, as parents, like, did you really think that your son was gonna, like, were you banking on your son to give you all this money throughout, like, your life? Especially because the dad, the one that was writing in, he was saying that him and his wife had good paying jobs, but they were looking forward to retiring a few years early. And it's just kind of like, well, if you think about what you were planning while your son was alive, you were planning on retiring at however many years. She was planning on paying off the house by this year with two salaries, right? Because they bought it together. It's just not fair to not give her anything. And he specifically states that he was thinking about marrying her. I mean, it shouldn't be this type of thing of, like, I don't know, legalities or, like, oh, snooze you lose type of thing. I think that the son would have, of course, wanted his girlfriend to just not worry about his portion of the debt. So that's crazy. And then there was, like, a little addendum to that story, and it was the dad. He was saying, like, how much the house cost, and, like, even if they sold it, how much they would get back, and, like, they'd still owe and stuff like that, that they were, like, super upside down or something. And a lot of the comments were like, so you already looked into selling this place? Like, what do you expect the girlfriend to do? Like, she, I don't know how long, you know, they were looking for this house, what kind of memories they made, but you don't know that she wants to get rid of it. I mean, like, did you just want to make more money, or did you want to get her out of owing more money? Like, what is that? So that's a really interesting subject. Just money makes people weird. And it's hard not to. I grew up with, this is what I'm saying, money makes people weird. I never noticed before, like, growing up, not really, who has money and who doesn't. I mean, it's just kind of what I noticed is, like, they go out to dinner a lot. I don't. Me and my family, we don't. But my mom makes amazing food. And coincidentally, this family's parents don't make amazing food. So maybe that's why they go out. I don't know. I don't know what kind of logic was happening, but I remember, like, even when we would go to the mall, my mom would give me, like, $10-$15, and, well, that's the thing, is, like, she wasn't driving us, my friend's moms were, and those moms bought their kids, you know, anything they wanted, really, and there was some times where those moms would buy me stuff, too, but I was just kind of like, well, my mom and my aunts do that all the time to me and my sisters, and all our cousins, you know? So, yeah, that's what adults do. They just buy stuff for kids all the time. But no, I think that if we had more of that disposable money, like, I would be buying my own stuff at the mall and things like that. I have this little sister from Big Brothers Big Sisters, and she literally has her own bank account, her own little credit card. Like, before even working and, like, getting her first paychecks, she just kind of had disposable money. I know a lot of my friends' kids, They have credit cards as well. And yeah, the parents just kind of re-up their credit cards all the time. And like no limit type of thing. Authorized users. Like, it's very interesting that I'm sure this was happening when I was growing up, but I just didn't notice it. When I think about our first apartment, it was a two bedroom and it was, dining room, kitchen together, a little nook. And it was such a small apartment that my dad kind of like put the washer and the dryer in the kitchen. And at the time, that wasn't weird. Like, it was definitely the only kitchen I saw with a washer and a dryer inside the kitchen, but it was my normal. So I was like, of course, this is how it goes. Even though I'd go to all my friends' house and if they didn't have it like that, I still didn't notice it. I didn't notice that it was just my house and it was like so small and like we didn't have a laundry room. And interesting that now I do. I have like a laundry room slash closet because it's a literal three bedroom home for just me. Isn't that crazy? Like I bought this house when I was 24. And what was my mom doing at 24? I think the sheet my mom had my older sister at 21. I think that probably we started in that little apartment. But me and my sister, my older sister, I was 15 when we finally got our house with everybody had their own bedroom, and my older sister was 17. Like she was in her senior year of high school, and we still shared a bedroom. And it wasn't weird at the time. Like, I didn't need more space. Like, I wasn't aware that I needed more space until I was listening to my parents say, the girls need their own space. Like, we need to do it now. And they got that house. Like, it didn't even cross my mind. And even like when my friends would sleep over, I remember we'd like sleep like sardines, like on the floor. If you know what I mean, like not like sardines, but like just on the floor, it was like three. And then like on the bed, there was like two. And like we were all like that. Like it was a small room, basically two full beds worth. Like side by side, me and my sister had bunk beds. And still, like, I don't really remember. I'm like, did we have a little desk in there? Why do I remember a desk? I couldn't picture that room. I can picture like my bed and how the window was right there. And I would say like nine out of my la out of my all my rooms, I always want to be by the window. I want to peer out. And Kobe's that same way. Like he loves looking out the window. I guess all dogs do. But yeah, it's interesting. I don't remember that. And I spent 15 years there. Yeah, so all five of us, my little sister too. So if I was 15, my little sister is 7 years younger than me. You do the math. But she was still living, like, she was still in the room with my parents. Like, they were still sleeping together. At that time, yes, she had, like, her own little bed. But I remember her sleeping in their bed for, like, the longest time. The longest time. But yeah, she had her little tiny bed in my parents' room. And in my head, it was like the biggest house, like two bedroom apartment ever. But I was like, no, this is my house. Like, we didn't even say this is our apartment. I was like, this is my house. It just didn't click to me because, yes, I was the only one of all my friends that lived in an apartment. But it just didn't seem like that to me. It seemed like it was a whole house. And when I went to everybody's houses, and yeah, everybody had their own room, and like two floors. I used to think that two floors was huge. Like, of course I want two floors. Now it's like, eh, I'd actually rather one floor. But yeah, it's just, it's when you're little, you just don't notice these things. They're just not different to you. And now when I go to my friend's house, I mean, I guess now that I want to be a realtor, yeah, that makes sense that lately it's been important to me. Like, oh, what's the square footage? Like, just kind of checking out like the state of the house and like everybody's houses and everybody's apartments. Like, wow, this is either a deal or these floors for that price, it doesn't make sense, or like location for that price, or like these windows, they, you know, that type of stuff is like interesting now. And like, yeah, I'm paying attention to it, but before I just wasn't. And so money making people weird. At the time, it did not make anything weird. Like when I was younger, it just was what it was. And I didn't question it. And I started working when I was 14. So I started paying for my stuff pretty young. So there's just like a couple years that I was like relying on my parents' money. I mean, yes, at like 14, like I'll always, you know, receive whatever they want to give me. But I also had my own. Like I was working summers, and when I was 16, I was working every day after school. There was many summers where I had like three jobs. Even like in college, I had like three jobs. So, oh, how money makes people weird. Recently, well, there's just been like certain situations with this whole like paying people back types of thing. People get really mad about that when we should be thinking about money as not energy, but just a different type of currency. Like, I always think about, like, say I go to the casino and I spend 2 hours there and I lose $200. So that was like $100 for fun. And was it worth it? Yeah, it was the type of fun that you didn't know what was happening next, that anything could happen. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it was worth it. So it's kind of how I think we should be looking at money. And like, say you're the friend that picks up the check and you say you're going to split it, but like two people haven't paid you back. And then just like, maybe don't get nasty with them. Like, yes, they owe you, but don't get nasty with them now. Maybe on the next one, next time you hang out with them, say, well, you didn't pay me back, so now it's on you. You owe me dinner. I don't know, something like that. It doesn't have to be, you know, $10 for $10. Because if we're looking at it, it's like experiences. Say you guys went to like McDonald's and they didn't pay you back for McDonald's. And so that's just like 10 and 10. Both of them, they owe you $10. You lost out on 20. But then like the next weekend, you guys go to like Applebee's and they owe you 10. So then they pick up the check. I don't know. Just, I don't think people should get so like hung up on, I owe you this, I owe you that. And it a little bit ruins relationships. But yeah, does it make you guys uncomfortable talking about money? I think just the past, like, you know, I've been working forever. I think 9 times out of 10, I will talk about how much I get paid. But yeah, sometimes it does make me uncomfortable. Unless it's for my benefit and other people are telling me about how much they're getting. And I just use that for, like, you know, strategy. Like, oh, if they're getting paid that, they do this, they live here, they work there, I should be getting this and this. I don't know. I don't like talking about money for, like, the gossip portion. I just, if I need to know, I need to know. Yeah, but money makes people weird. If I go on a date, it really is kind of like a little, I don't want to pay. I think that they should, you know, they should be paying for me. I went through like a little spree in Jersey where I was paying for all the dates because I was just like nervous, and maybe I was in my independent era, like girl squad. I don't know what that was, but I was paying for every, and they were bad dates and I was paying, and then we'd go to a bar and I would pay that too. And I'm just like, oh, I got this. And I would have thought that somebody would be like, no, I got this. They're like, okay, thanks. Of course, like, now I wonder. I was like, well, I didn't want a second date with them because they didn't offer as much as, like, I did to pay. But now I'm just like, well, maybe that kind of, like, turned them off as well. Like, this girl is a little too, like, assertive. So I'm going to let her pay for all my stuff and I'm good. I don't like this energy. I don't know. Some people say that boys, they get really insecure when, like, a girl steps up. So what do you guys think about that? Should you be splitting on dates half and half? Should the boys be paying? Should the person that asked the other person, friends, if I ask my friends to go out with me, should I be paying? Should everybody be paying me back? If I ask a boy out, I'm like, well, we should go check out this new bar. If I say that, should I be paying because I asked him to hang out? What do you guys think? Yeah, so just tell me, like, did you guys notice the difference between how much money you did or didn't have and then how much money your friends did or didn't have? Or did that just come, like, I think it, for me, it came in college. And if I wasn't, like, dorming in college, I think it'd take me even longer to, like, really get out of my little shell, my little bubble. It'd take me even longer. And then going to Jersey, whew. I guess, what, is that just life? Like, you're just constantly learning more and more, and, like, the more people that you get to know, just the more sides you see, and the more, like, possibilities and things like that. I hope you learned a little bit about me. I love my name story. I think it tells you a lot about my family and myself. I wonder, like, how you guys got your names. And a lot of the time, if you're like, oh, I was supposed to be named Emily, it's deeper than that. Why were you supposed to be named Emily? Where'd that come from? And, like, search, you know? Ask your mom, ask your dad. Even, like, my dad's name, like, Tristan, I'm pretty sure his middle name is Vasquez. But Vasquez is usually, like, a last name. So, my mom, I mean, she has, like, four last names, but since she married my dad, it's just one. So, yes, it's just, like, names are really interesting. I wonder, like, what your grandma's name was, you know, like, before she married, and then they had kids, and then your mom married, like, and now you have your own name, right? But, like, what was your grandma's name? So, what was her grandma's name? It's kind of interesting. So, that's your homework for the week. Go find out how you got your name. Go find out what your grandma's grandma's name is. Last name. I wonder. I mean, just kind of figure that stuff out and, like, let me know. Honestly, if it's a cool name, let me know ASAP. I love a good name story. Do you guys have your kids' names picked out? Anyways, thank you so much for coming. This is what my podcast is about. Me. I'm the emo girl. These are the chronicles. This is my life. That's the direction that my podcast is about. I just want you guys to listen in and chat with me. I really appreciate you guys just coming on and listening, because it's a little bit of like therapy to me, honestly. It's a dupe. And I kind of like that if you're listening right now and then you chat me, I love that. It literally makes my day. And so if you tell me your name story, chat me, text me, call me. I don't know if I even got into it yet, but I've recorded this literally 1,000 times as well. You know the drill. But I've struggled with the fear of missing out my entire life. Now that I think about it, I thought I started in high school, but now that I think about it, it literally probably started like since I was so, so young, because I would have the best time in my, now that I'm thinking about it, you know, like I'm just probably making it up, but I would spend most of my summers in Mexico with all my cousins, and the cousins, they lived there year round, so they had like cliques, you know, and best friends and stuff, you know. They had like their best friend cousin, and I loved everybody the same, which is also, you know, like my life right now. I have 1,000 friends and they're all like at the same playing field, but I'd feel left out because everybody had like a best friend cousin and I was just like another cousin friend. And then I'd come here and a whole year would go by. And then I'd go back there and they're like so different and they have like a whole nother year of memories and I feel left out again. That's probably honestly it. That's where I started to feel left out. And anyways, when you text me and you chat me and you like it or you swipe up and you comment, I feel connected to you. And when I am not talking to you, I'm literally like, what's going on in their life? You know, probably everybody crosses my mind at one point or another. If I'm not physically with you, I am thinking about you. Is that weird?